several hats metaphorically, but not literally. I don't actually own any hats at all. I'm the vice chair person of the British Accounting Association. I'm sure our chair would have been here, Neil Garrett, if it weren't for the fact that he was recovering from spending the last 2 months running from Rome to Glasgow to celebrate the setting up of the University of Glasgow. I hope it's 500 years ago or something like that, otherwise it'd be an odd time for him to have done all his running. But by papal bull, and I assume, notwithstanding the religious connotations, he was allowed to take a Channel ferry. We were fortunate enough to have hosted the second of these globalisation conferences in Cambridge last year. I was fortunate enough to have been the chair last year, and even more fortunate for the fact that actually it was Peter Pope who organised it all, and all I had to do was turn up. And although we did do a site visit in Cambridge, which was quite pleasant for me because that was my undergraduate university. Now, unlike the American Accounting Association, we're actually not terribly involved or affected by professional aspects. Some of this, I think, is because of the history of accounting education in the United Kingdom, which was written up very nicely, although perhaps ironically by Steve Zeff, who couldn't find somebody from Britain to write up a history of the BA, Steve Forrest. And he wrote a great history, and it pointed out really that a lot of the pattern of undergraduate education in the United Kingdom stems from the fact that David Solomons, I think, in particular, when he was at the LSE, fell out in a major way with the ICAW about who were the, I suppose, with all due respect to Michael Walsh, who's here from the ACCA, at that time certainly were the main chartered accounting body. And I think because of that, in many ways, professional education departed from undergraduate education in the UK. And in other ways, that actually has been beneficial to the development of undergraduate education and accounting, because it's meant that the universities in the United Kingdom have been much more free to pursue a research-based curriculum at the undergraduate level. That, I think, is changing, and we're being pulled back into the arena of the professional education system. Whether that's for good or for bad, it's difficult to tell, but as the UK government has spent 20 years squeezing all the juice out of the UK university system, maybe it's necessary. We have been involved, however, in standard setting for the university degrees in accounting. This is because one of the particular blessings the UK have is something called the Quality Assurance Agency. This is a United Kingdom activity set up to monitor universities and to monitor the extent to which they have appropriate degree standards and they have an appropriate curriculum. I was fortunate enough to be, or unfortunate enough, depending upon the way you look at it, to be responsible as chair of the BAA, along with others, Michael Walsh in particular, who's also on this group, to come up with what's known as a benchmarking statement for undergraduate degrees in accounting and finance. So to that extent, the BAA has been involved in trying to set standards for undergraduate education. But those standards are separate from professional standards. Other than that, when Agnes asked me to write something about a globalisation mission and a globalisation strategy, I have to admit that I struggled somewhat in wondering what precisely Agnes was asking for. I'm not sure whether we could, in any conscious sense, speak to having a globalisation mission or a globalisation strategy. On the other hand, I think we can say that we wish to be an internationally recognised body as opposed to being one merely associated with the UK. So to that extent, we stand for the advancement of education in accounting and finance, the encouragement of research in accounting and finance, and the promotion by means, etc., of close relations among teachers, accounting practitioners, and others who are interested in the development of accounting and finance. I cannot say that we terribly succeed with the last one in terms of involving academics and practitioners together. That is certainly something that the BAA executive is concerned with, but has no clear-cut plans as to how we can do something to improve that. How do we go about advancing education, accounting and finance, and encouraging research? Well, in many ways, we're rather like all the other organisations. organisations. We have our own research journal, the British Accounting Review. It's not, it is, anybody can submit to it. We're not concerned with nationality or anything of the people who submit to the journal, nor are we concerned with the jurisdiction or arena in which their research takes place. We're only concerned with publishing the best work that we can lay our hands on, irrespective of country of origin. We have something called the British Accounting Review Research Register, which publishes every 2 years the research endeavours of all the UK universities. So it's rather like Hasselbeck, in which are listed the people belonging to universities in the in accounting in the USA. We have that, but we also have their publications for the 2 years as well. It's normally thought of as a bit, not exactly an international activity, but it's possibly of interest to people from outside the UK, some idea of what it is that people in the UK do. We also have in the UK we have something called a research assessment exercise, which every 5 years judges the research outputs of UK universities, and as a consequence allocates research funds to them through our central funding agency. What the British Accounting Review Research Register does is an interesting audit activity which perhaps limits the more imaginative efforts of some universities to exaggerate their research output. We have the annual conference. Our annual conference, unfortunately, doesn't tend to be terribly international, if only because it's held at Easter. I don't think Easter is a very easy time for many countries to get to the UK. Probably maybe about a sixth or a fifth of the participants in that conference from outside the UK. And we have special interest groups, and one in particular is our special interest group in international accounting and finance, and David Alexander, who's here, is going to talk in a little bit more detail about that. So I think hopefully that provides some insight into what the BAA does. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next,
Norma,
you also
have a statement here.
Like this bright light, it's early in the morning. I guess the German Accounting Standards Committee is definitely not one of the drivers of globalization, but maybe a sort of child of globalization. German companies went more global and more global in the early 90s, and so at long last.